Only Service Heals by Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen. If helping is an experience of strength, fixing is an experience of mastery and expertise. Service, on the other hand, is an experience of mystery, surrender, and awe. A fixer has the illusion of being casual. A server knows that he or she is being used and has a willingness to be used in the service of something greater, something essentially unknown. Fixing and helping are very personal. They're very particular, concrete, and specific. We fix and help many different things in our lifetimes. But when we serve, we're always serving the same thing. Everyone who's ever served through the history of time serves the same thing. We're servers of the wholeness and mystery in life. The bottom line, of course, is that we can fix without serving, and we can help without serving, and we can serve without fixing or helping. I think I would go so far as to say that fixing and helping may often be the work of the ego and service the work of the soul. They may look similar if you're watching from the outside, but the inner experience is different. The outcome is often different too. Our service serves us as well as others. That which uses us strengthens us. Over time, fixing and helping are draining, depleting. Over time, we burn out. Service is renewing. When we serve, our work itself will sustain us. Service rests on the basic premise that the nature of life is sacred, that life is a holy mystery which has an unknown purpose. When we serve, we know that we belong to life and to that purpose. Fundamentally, helping, fixing, and service are ways of seeing life. When you help, you see life as weak. When you fix, you see life as broken. When you serve, you see life as whole. From the perspective of service, we're all connected. All suffering is like my suffering, and all joy is like my joy. The impulse to serve emerges naturally and inevitably from this way of seeing. Lastly, fixing and helping are the basis of curing, but not of healing. In 40 years of chronic illness, I've been helped by many people and fixed by a great many others who did not recognize my wholeness. All that fixing and helping left me wounded in some important and fundamental ways. Only service heals.